Constituents of New Jersey Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen have been pressing him for a meeting since the election. Today, they took their fight to Washington. We have reports from both ends of the visit, starting with WNYC's Nancy Solomon in Morristown, New Jersey.
My husband's going to be coming.
Okay, great.
He's parking.
Lee Carrison is an attorney from Cedar Knolls. The last time he traveled to Washington to talk to his representatives, Richard Nixon was in the White House.
The main reason that I'm going down, which is near and dear to my heart, is our Attorney General, Mr. Sessions. Mr. Sessions perjured himself. I'm an attorney, and I know perjury when I hear it. And there's many other things wrong, but you could be here days talking to me.
All of us, really.
Joyce Smith of Pequannock hasn't been politically active since college. In the intervening 20 years, she became a lawyer, married, and raised kids.
But then Trump happened, and it's just been a catastrophe. And, you know, we could take 3 hours to talk about all the reasons why I'm here, because he's done so many appalling things.
She says she writes to Frelinghuysen every day about Planned Parenthood funding, Trump tax returns, the environment. But then she realized her letters to Frelinghuysen were too long.
And so now I try to just hit the top five. It rotates on a weekly basis.
Frelinghuysen is a Republican who just took over as chairman of the powerful House Appropriations Committee. Most of the activists are Democrats, a growing power in Frelinghuysen's northern New Jersey district. As they waited to leave just after sunrise, they got welcome news from organizer Carrie Shavat.
Ronnie has agreed to see us.
Whoa! The hashtag for the last 5 months has been Where's Rodney? They presented petitions, held weekly protests at his Morristown office, and conducted a week of empty chair town halls. Now these newly minted activists headed south on the New Jersey Turnpike with their hopes lifted. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.
I'm John O'Connor in Washington. The three buses arrive outside the Rayburn office building 15 minutes late for their first appointment with Frelinghuysen. Leaders round up people for the meeting as they try to hurry through security. The members of NJ 11th for Change and Blue Wave NJ want to ask Frelinghuysen where he stands on health care, the border wall, and holding a town hall meeting in person. They hand out buttons and chat with staff as they wait in the polished stone hallway outside Frelinghuysen's office across the street from the Capitol. Later, they'll meet with New Jersey's Democratic Senators Robert Menendez and Cory Booker. Mendham Township resident Susan Luciano says she thinks Frelinghuysen has drifted too conservative.
I grew up in this district. Congressman Frelinghuysen's father was my congressman when I was a child. The district has changed. He has to represent everyone who lives there now.
After the meeting, Luciano and others say Frelinghuysen really didn't answer their questions.
I hope that he heard what we had to say, but it was not like we walked out saying all our issues have been resolved.
And he didn't give me a direct yes. He gave me a maybe.
His answer was, I haven't ruled it out.
But the activist's time is up at 12:45. Frelinghuysen has another appointment. He works his way through the crowd in and outside his office, pausing to greet visitors.
Hey, may I have a photo with my son?
As he hustled onto a members-only elevator, Frelinghuysen sounded like he might actually give the activists their big wish.
Are you willing to have a town hall?
Well, we're going to do some more town hall meetings.
John O'Connor, WNYC News.